All right, we're on Daf Gimel tonight. So I'll begin a few lines from the top on Gimel Amud Aleph. So if you remember the Mishnah we did yesterday, so the Mishnah had different statements where a person undertakes to be a Nazir. So the Mishnah said if a person says a hey, so he's a Nazir. And we said that it meant the Nazir was walking by. He says a hey, oh, a hey na'eh. Or if he says, I'm going to, you know, be beautiful, but he's like twirl his hair, then he's a Nazir. So then the Gemara says, on the Mishnah says, on the third line, Hareini Kazeh. If a person says Hareini Kazeh, I'm like this one, then he's a Nazir. So let's take a look back on the Gemara and Gimel Amud Aleph. So on line 5, Hareini Kazeh, so Nehi Nami, the Tapas Besaro. So even assuming that he's playing around with his hair, like, because Gemara is coming off the previous case was Ehe Na'eh. And so we said the previous case he's like playing around with his hair, I'm going to be beautiful. So we say that he's going to be a Nazir. So even this case, even if he's playing around with the hair, Hareini Kazeh Lo Amar. So the way the Rush has it is like Lo Amar Klum. Hareini Kazeh, if you look at the Rush, it's around 10 lines down. He says, Hareini Kazeh Nehi Nami, the Tapas Besaro Lo Amar Klum. He didn't say anything. Klomar. What does it mean? I'll be like this, but he's playing around the hair. I'm going to be like the hair. What does that mean? I'll be like beautiful like the hair. What does that mean? So back in the Gemara, so Amar Shmuel Nazir Ober Lefanav. So Shmuel says, no, the case is there was a Nazir walking in front of him, and he says, Hareini Kazeh. So Hareini Kazeh would mean, even if he's not playing around the hair, but then it's Nazir that's walking in front of him, so Mamela, that's the case. Okay, now, let me just take a look a little further, let me just look around a little bit, let me just see. Okay, I'm going to move on. Now the next case in the Mishnah is Hareini Misalsel. Misalsel is to curl one's hair. So Hareini Misalsel, Mimai Dahadein Silsul Sa'aro. How do I know that when he's talking about silsul, he's talking about like curling the hair? So the Gemara says, "Kida amr lehi amta debi Rebbe lohu gavra," like the maidservant in Rebbe's home said to a certain man. And remember, we've had he's eichetzaychen to on the side. This is a Megill Yedichet. Remember, the Gemara over there says that the Chamin didn't know what it meant. What is it?
A few things over there.
Yeah, Serugin, not Serugin. There was Serugin. There was another case about how to read the Megillah, and the maid said, "Amatayatem nechnasin paski paski." You're entering in like small groups. And the Gemara, anyway, so the Gemara was able to determine like the fine points of Hebrew language from Amta de Rebbe. So here, it's similar. So Amta de Rebbe, the Bay Rebbe said, "Lohu gabra matay tama salsa b'sarecha." How long are you going to like curl your hair? In other words, he just says Hareini Misalsel. How do I know it means he's curling the hair? So you see, the Rebbe's maidservant said, "How long are you going to curl your hair?" So the Gemara says, "Ema Torah." Why does it have to be misalsel b'sa'ar, like curling the hair? Maybe it's referring to Torah, like to the thief, sasaleha utrom mecha. So sasaleha would be like to explore it, you know, to be involved with it, and it will lift you up, meaning the Torah will. So Amar Shmuel hachanami shtfus b'saro. So Shmuel says, in this case, he's also, so in other words, he's playing around with his hair, and he says, Hareini misalsel.
I will curl my hair.
Right, so the Gemara understands it, then he's taking the neder to be a Nazir. That's the way the Gemara takes it. Let's take a look, one second. If you look, if you want, you can look in the Rush, it's further down than where we were. He says, also, by the way, you know, I left out something earlier. In the previous sugya, he said Hareini Kazeh. I'm like this one, and there was a Nazir coming in front of him. So maybe you say that's Pashut. So he says Mishum. The Rush says the little tema Hareini Kazeh Osher Obiyofi Obiyichus. Don't say I'm going to be like this one, you know, with money, like I'm going to be a millionaire, or with yichus, or things like that, or with beauty. Okay, now, then the Rush says, "Umay dai silsu basar hu kloma l'sasil gadel sar kanazir." How do we know he means he's going to grow his hair like a nazir? Ve'ema, and then the Gemara says there was that he was playing around with the hair, but ve'ema Torah shen adar la'asok b'Torah u'lafechba. So maybe it means that he's going to like, you know, constantly be involved with Torah. L'sasil can mean like to explore Torah, like the Pasuk says, u'salsaleh u'tromeko. So Hakanam ish tapas b'sar ro, that he was holding onto his hair. Of all Nazir v'ilfanav lo mahani, kivan shasafik v'lashon. So there, having the Nazir in front of you won't be determinative. In other words, here, the issue is, what does the word l'salsel mean? And so the Gemara says, if he says, hareini misalsel, and he's playing around with his hair, then we understand the word silsel is referring to his hair. He's going to be a Nazir, saying that it's a Nazir. In Achinami, the word l'salsel can also mean to explore Torah in different situations, but if he's playing around with the hair and he says Harini Misal Sale, we understand he's taking an editor to be a Nazir. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, a little further. Now, the next phrase in the Mishnah is Harini Machalkel. So the Gemara again takes it that the word Machalkel relates to the hair, like to lay it down flat. Harini Machalkel, Mimai Dadein Kilkel Sarohu. How do we know that when it talks about Machalkel, it's referring to the hair? So the Gemara says Kidna. Now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, which is going to lock in, we think, that the word Kilkol relates to the hair. He says Kidna. We learn the Mishnah, Masechet Shabbat, and if you may recall, Masechet Shabbat, when it comes to Hotzan Shabbos, so in addition to all the other requirements, you know, Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabim, there's also minimum shiurim for different items that to carry out. So different items had different shiurim minimum in order to be chayav for Hotzah. Kidnan Sid, when it comes to Sid, is lime. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kedil Lasud Kilkol. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, enough Lasud Kilkol, and it's going to be like the sideburns as a depilatory. In other words, it causes the hair to drop off. But Amara Batsida. So Rav says it means Batsida on the temples. So there we see a case where Kilkol is used in the sense of it's something with the hair. So the Gemara says Eza Ema Mezanaimi. Who says maybe he's talking about that he's taking an eder to give money for the aniyim, to give them food. Kidechtiv, like the pasuk says, by Chalkel Yosef Rabbi Vidakav, that Yosef was Machalkel, he gave them food. So how did you figure out that, again, similar to what we had before, when he says Hareini Michalkel, how did you figure he's talking about the hair, or he's not talking about food? So Amar Shmuel Hakanam Ishtapus Basaro. So Shmuel says, here too, he's like, you know, holding on to his hair, and he says Hareini Michalkel. So again, we understand that he's taking a netter that relates to the hair, and the Gemara takes it that it's a netter Nazir. All right, now one last one from the Mishnah, and then we'll go on. So the Mishnah says, if he takes upon the shaleach pera, it means to grow the locks of his hair long, so that he's taking neder to be a nazir. So the Gemara says, Mimaida dein shiluach ribuyahu. How did you figure l'shaleach pera? How did you determine l'shaleach means to grow long? That's what we think. L'shaleach pera, I'm going to grow my hair long. In other words, he's taking neder to be a nazir. How did you figure out l'shaleach means that the hair is going to grow? He says, Dechtiv, Shlachayach Pardes Rimonim. This is a pasuk in Shir Shirim, which you know is a love song. I mean, Chazal teach us it is about the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, but it's framed as the love between like a man and a woman. So Shlachayach Pardes Rimonim. So the man says, Shlachayach, your hair that grows is like Pardes Rimonim, like the pomegranate orchard, like just like your hair grows, the pomegranate orchard grows. So Ema Midi Daburi says, maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe it means to remove something. In other words, it doesn't mean to grow the hair. Maybe it means to remove the hair. And he's going to, the pasuk we had means to grow, but we have another pasuk where it means to remove. Kilechtiv, like it says in Iyov, V'sholeach mayim al panei chutzot, that Hashem sends forth the water al panei chutzot. So the way the Aritzel took it, chutzot, they said, were fields. Then the Misifta, they said, chutzot meant lands outside of Eretz Yisrael. But the point is, in other words, the water is removed from where you are in Shemayim, and it goes to wherever it's going. So it doesn't mean grow, it means removal. So if that's the case, so maybe when he says, the Gemara is asking, when he says, maybe it doesn't mean that I'm going to grow. Para is a lock. I'm going to cut it. I'm not going to be a Nazir, but I'm going to cut it. Who says he's taking an edit to be a Nazir? So the Gemara says, Tana Para Periyalik. The Tana of our Mishnah learns Gzeres Shava. He says, Ktiv Hacha Kadoshia Gedel Para. It says in the Parsha Nazir and Parsha Naso that he will be holy, the Nazir will be, Gadel Para, and he'll grow Gadel Para, he'll grow for the locks. So clearly it's growing, Gadel Pera. Uchtivatam Gabi Kohen Hedyot, and the Pasuk in Yechezkel speaks about the Kohenim, Upera lo yishalechu. The Pera lo yishalechu. So here by Nazir it says Gadel Pera, clearly it's growing forth the locks. And then it says in Yechezkel, Upera lo yishalechu. They won't grow forth their locks, meaning that they'll have to cut the hair, but lo yishalechu means to grow forth. So he's taking it that's the gzeirah shava. So he's touching up. So when the person says harei alai l'shalech pera, that's the way he's referring to the pera. He's talking about gadol yepera sarosho. That's the way he's taking it.
I miss the gzeirah shava.
Yeah, so the gzeirah shava, it's a question whether how much of a gzeirah shava this is. He's connecting the pasuk in Naso, gadol kadoshia gadol pera, and there's a pasuk in Chezkel, pera lo yishalechu.
Yeah.
So it mentions pera in both pasukim.
One says you should grow, one says you should cut.
What says lo yishalechu, you shouldn't grow it, but yishalechu is used in the sense of growing.
Well,
it means to grow. But so when he says here, he says, what's the language? He says harei alai l'shaleach. That's the shaleach. That's the one. In other words, we're talking about Nazir here because he's understanding l'shaleach like it is in that pasuk in Yechezkel, which he tied into the pasuk in Naso. All right, v'ibayt ema, or else I could say, hay shaleach mayim agab nami ribuhu. Or else I could say that even the pasuk that you were trying to shlug up our limud before, shlech mayim al panei chutzot, there you were teaching that it meant to like remove, the water is removed from place A and goes to place B. Maybe we misunderstood the pasuk. Then there also it means, shlech means to grow. He says, hi shlech mayim nami ribuihu, kin matargim rabbi Yosef, tkad mashkin le maya lepe rabbi rabbi. You water the fruit and then it grows. So it means in the pasuk, v'sholeach, like he causes the fruit to grow, mayim, because water is applied to it, al panei chutzot, either in the fields or in the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael. So it could be that all the psukim are saying that that l'shaleach is to grow. Okay, so that's the relatively easier part of today's daf. Okay, now anybody have any questions or anything we did so far? All right, so I'm going to go further. All right, everybody good in Zoom land? All right, I guess you are. Okay, now we're five lines from the bottom. Everybody with me? Now, if you remember, let's refresh our recollection of what the Mishnah said. Let's look back in the Mishnah from yesterday on Beis Amud Aleph. So he says...
Mishnah?
In the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah says, the last case of the Mishnah is, Harei Alai Tziporim. If a person says he's going to bring Tziporim, birds, Rabbi Meir Meir Nazir. Remember, says that's the equivalent of taking a netter to be a Nazir. And the Chachamim say he's not a Nazir. So we have to figure out how this is working, and hopefully we'll figure it out now. Okay, let's see back in our Gemara. So, five lines from the bottom of the Gemara on Gimel Men Aleph. So, Harei Alai Tziporim, Remeir Meir Nazir, Mai Tamid Remeir. What's the reason for Meir? How does Harei Alai Tziporim equal that you're a Nazir? So, Amar Reish Lakish, Tziporim Smuchim Seyar Kibel Lav. So Reish Lakish says it's like a code. When he said Tziporim, he's linking it to, like, Siporim are connected to hair, as we'll see in a minute. Dechtiv, Adi Sa'are Kenishrin Rava B'Tafroi Kid Siporim. So this is in Sefer Daniel. He has a Nevu about Nebuchadnezzar, that he's going to go out and his hair is going to grow like the eagles. Sa'are Kenishrin Rava. It'll grow like the hair of the eagles. B'Tafroi Kid Siporim. His nails or his claws will grow like the birds. So in the Pasuk, we see that Tziporim is mentioned at the end of the Pasuk, but it's mentioned in conjunction with hair. So we think, two lines from the bottom, Reb Meir Savar, Ma Pisinish Midi Desamikle. So Reb Meir thinks that a person, for in terms of Nedarim, might take a term which is located near another term, in other words, it's term A and term B, and he mentions term B, but he's trying to link to term A. And so here, the way that Reish Lakish is explaining the Mishnah, when the person says Harei Alai Tziporim, he really means like the hair. That's what he means, like in this pasuk. But he says Tziporim. Tziporim is mentioned near the hair, but it was Harei Alai with the hair. So he's taking Neder to be a Nazir. He's linking. That's the way that Reish Lakish explained it. And the top line on Gimel Beis, for Rabbanan Savri, the Chachamim hold Lomar Pesinish Midi Desamikle. Like, people don't do that, and that's not the way they handle it.
So,
in other words, they don't say. They don't make a netter and say tziporim, and they mean hair. That's not the way it works. People don't do that. So if you look, If you look at the top line in the Rashi / Mefarish, he says, "V'lo amrina shabdato yolamar gidul seyar." We're not going to say extrapolate. He meant gidul seyar. He loved the Mefarish behedia. We have a gav the nazir over in front of him. He adds that even if a nazir would be going in front of him, we wouldn't say that. He says, "Now." Give me one second. The Mefarish. One second. Yeah, if you look at the earlier Rashi, you need one more Rashi on Gimel Min Aleph, last Rashi there. So the Remeir Savar, Mipsinish Bemidi, the Samiklei, Ulahachim Ar Tziporim, Dibar Lekibule Le Gidol Seyar, the Samiklei, the Tziporim. In other words, the person really wants to accept upon himself that his hair is going to grow long. But he mentioned Tziporim, and then the Rashi / Mefarish adds on, Ukagonshe Nazir Ver Lefanav, that there was a Nazir walking in front of him when he made the statement, O tafus besaro k'demileo, or he's holding onto the hair. So that's the way the Rashi is learning. Now, let's just take a look. Also, one second. Okay, so what did you have, Michael?
I didn't hear this from anybody, but I have the mayor's always cautious for the mutum. So that may be just an unusual expression, but since he's always cautious, that's why it's a nazir when he says that.
Yeah,
phrase.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing which is a little bit, you know, which I don't like the tzushel so much, chayish lemiutin, was that we have a safek, and he's choshesh for the miut. Here, with the neder, we have to have, the neder has to be with certainty that he's accepting upon himself the neder to be a nazir. So I don't think the idea that he's choshesh for a miut works so well with establishing that he's a nazir, right?
So in other words,
Remeir is saying that when a person says a term, he means another term which is located in the Pasuk Nir. That's what he means. So he says Siporim, but he really means he's accepting upon himself restrictions of his hair. That's what he means, according to the Tan Remeir. And the Chachamim, according to the way Reish Lakish understands this, that's not the way people do this. That's not the way that they refer to things.
Is this the only pasuk that we have Siporim in? Not another pasuk?
Yeah, so I don't know, but obviously there's a lot of pasukim that have the word Siporim in it. But, in other words, the word Siporim is mentioned in conjunction with hair. That's the key. And so he says that that's what he meant. Now, if you take it with the Rashi / Mefarish, that there's a Nazir walking in front of him, and he says, Harei Alei Tziporim, so he really means, I'm accepting my self-restrictions of Nazir. And the Chachamim say, no, that's not the way this works. We don't say a person, you know, means A, but he says B, so we're not going to say like that. All right, now, let's take a look further in the Gemara. He says, now, on the second line on Gilman Bays, Rabbi Yochanan says, the Kuliyama Lomapis. Rabbi Yochanan says, nobody holds from this Hadpasa, you know, you say B, you mean A, nobody holds from that. Ella, so, but then we have to explain, how does Rabbi Yochanan understand the Machloket in the Mishnah? Ella, Haino Tamad de Remeir, the reason that Remeir holds that he's a Nazir, the Chayshinan Shemet Sipuri Nazir Tamei Kibelav. Now, even though he says the word Chayshinan, here, the way the Arso is explaining it, and they were quoting from the Rush, that he doesn't mean that maybe he means this way, he means the assumption is that he was Mekabel Sipuri Nazir Tamei Kibelav. In other words, he's accepting upon himself a neder that could lead, if he would be Tamei, to bring Siporim. In other words, when he says Harei Siporim, he means not that Siporim equals hair, but he's accepting upon himself a neder to be a Nazir that could, under certain situations, lead him to bring Siporim. If he becomes a neder Nazir, he's a Nazir, and then if he becomes Tamei, then he has to bring two birds. That's the korban he has to bring. So the way the Rabbi Yochanan understands it, there's none of this like B equals A, stuff like that. Nobody makes a neder that way. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan says.
That's what he's saying.
Right, we have to look at what he's saying. So Rabbi Yochanan says that he says, Harei Alei Tziporim. So if you look at the bottom line on the Rush on Gimel Med Aleph, he says, Chayshin Hashem Tziporim Nazir Tameit. Or no, not before that. What's that? Right. So the bottom line, he says, "V'hachi kamar harelai davar shecholavo lidei tziporim v'hem nazirut the nazir shenitma mevi hasham u'shtei tziporim." Because the person, the nazir, becomes tamei, brings a korban hasham and two birds. So he's, according to the way Rabbi Yochanan's understanding within Reb Meir, he's accepting upon himself a type of neder that could, under certain circumstances, lead him to an obligation to bring two tziporim. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So on 9:3 on Gibel Rav Amud Beis, he says, "I'm Tavid Rameh. The Chashin Shem Tzipor Nazir Tamei Kibel Lav." So the Gemara says, "Mifti Chashinan Kaamar Dilma Tzipori Nedama Kibel Lav." Like you're assuming that that's what he means. Maybe I can have a different assumption. He meant something else. Maybe he's accepting upon himself Tzipori Nedama Kibel Lav. Maybe he's just saying, "I'm going to bring two birds voluntarily into the base of Mikdash as a korban." Him came, harei like Cain, me by lay. So the Gemara says the way to express that thought would be harei like Cain. I accept a Cain, which is a pair of birds. And again, the Nazir brings two birds and an animal. The Dilma, harei like Tzipori Mitzora Ka'amar. Maybe he was saying that I'm going to bring Tzipori, like there's a Mitzora, whatever, I have Mitzora in my neighborhood, I'm going to help him out and bring those birds for him. Well, it'll be given to him, it'll have to be his birds, but maybe that's what it means. So the Gemara now says, Kiyon She Nazir Over Lefanav. So the Gemara says, with evil within Reb Yochanan. So within Reish Lakish, according to the way the Mefarish learned it, there was a Nazir going in front of him. And he says, Harele Tziparim, but he's locking into the hair. That's the way Reish Lakish understood it. Now, Reb Yochanan says nothing one term locking into another term. He means Harele Tziparim, but how do I know he meant for sure Tzipori Nazir? There's a Nazir going in front of him, and he says Harele Tziparim. Now, the Gemara says, V'dilma Nazir Tamei Lepotrom and Korbanotav Ka'amar. Maybe he was a Nazir Tamei and he wants to help him out financially, and not that he, the person who's making the neder, is becoming a Nazir, but he's helping out the person who is the Nazir. He says, Kagon Shenazir Tahor Lefanav. So the Gemara says, No, there was a Nazir who was Tahor walking in front of him, and he says, Hare Alai Tziporim. So the way that, the way that Reb Yochanan understands it, he's accepting upon himself a neder to possibly, under one eventuality, he could be obligated to give Tziporim. So now the Gemara says, "My Benai, what's the nafgamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish?" So again, both of them are saying
he's a Nazir.
Both of them are saying that the way the Mefarish understands it, that there's a Nazir walking in front of it. Both have a Nazir walking in front of the person. In both instances, Harei Lai Tziporim. In both instances, he becomes a Nazir. So in Akinami, Reish Lakish says, "I'm linking term to term A to term B," and the other one says, "No, I'm taking the Eder that could eventually involve bringing two Tziporim." At the end of the day, he's a Nazir. So what's the nafgamina between the two Pshatim? So Ika Benayhu, so the Gemara says the nafkamina between the two pshatim would be going to Amar Tziporim Hasmuchim Lasa'ar Alai. Let's say he says explicitly that he accepts upon himself Tziporim that are juxtaposed near Sayar, as in the Pasuk. In other words, he doesn't leave it. Whether it was Reish Lakish said, he was linking it anyway. But now he spells out what I'm linking to. Rabbi Yochanan Afagav Damar Hachi Inazir Ver Lefanav In Ilolo. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, people don't make nedarim that way. So he says Harelai Tziporim Asmuchim Lasaar. So that alone is not a neder according to Rabbi Yochanan. So, but if a nazir is walking in front of him, so then he'll be obligated with it. Rishimin Lakish Afagav De Einazir Ver Lefanav. But according to Reish Lakish, even if there is no Nazir, meaning Reish Lakish takes it that that's a lashon of a neder, according to Reish Lakish. A person could link one thing to another. So in this case, even the Mefarish would say there's no, according to Reish Lakish, there's no Nazir walking in front of him. But he says, Hare Alai Tziporim Asmuchim Lasar, or he says Tziporim Asmuchim Lasar Alai. So according to Reish Lakish, in Achinami, that's a lashon for a neder, and Mela, he's mechuyev. Now he's a nazir. He says he accepts upon himself. He says the tziporim that are smuchim l'seyar. That's what he accepts upon him alai. So it's understood that that's what he means. But the Reb Yochanan, even if he would say that, that itself is not adequate for a lashon of a korban. Only if he also has a nazir walking in front of him, then we'll be mitzari for everything and say he's obligated. In other words, according to Reish Lakish, the key is what we discussed before, that is this a lashon of a neder or not? So according to Reish Lakish, reading into Reb Meir, he says that that's the way people make a neder. They say A and they mean B.
Okay.
So in this case, did he say A and mean B? So the way the Mefarish understands, the Nazir walking in front of him, he said A, he meant B, because the Nazir is walking in front of him. That's what he meant. So, but if he spells everything out, I'm saying A, and I'm referring to the A that's in the same pasuk with B.
He says,
I'm taking Sipporim that are mentioned in the same pasuk with Sa'ar, so then I don't need the Nazir walking in front of him, now he's a Nazir. Yeah, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's not by itself normally a Lashon of a Neder, but if a Nazir is walking in front of him and he says the whole thing, then it would be, then we'll accept it as a Neder. Okay, let me just wrap up this Gemara to the Mishnah, and then we'll go into tomorrow's daf also, okay? And we'll take it down one at a time.
All right.
Now, let me just finish the sugya. Now, then the Gemara says, now mi ikulamanda amar lomat pesinish b'milta desamiklay. Now, Rabbi Yochanan rejected the idea, or even Reish Lakish said, within Reish Lakish was moda that the Chachamim disagree with Reb Meir. In other words, within Reish Lakish, he says that Rabbi Yochanan says you mention A, but you really mean B. In other words, the person says Reilai Siparim, but he really means the Seyar. That's what he means. And the Chachamim say no, you don't do it that way, according to Reish Lakish. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, nobody says you mean say A, you mean B. So now the Gemara says Meikel Mandamar Lo Mapisinish B'Milta Tesamiklay. Nobody connects one term with another term. Ba'atani, we learn the Brisa Ha'omer Yamin Harezu Shvua. If a person says Yamin, I assume he means like by my yamin, A, B, and I'll do A, B, and C. That's lashon of shvua.
Yamin, right hand.
Well, yeah, right. So my taima, why is yamin a lashon shvua? La mishum dechtiv vayarem yimino usmolo shemayim. Now this is in the nevuah of Daniel. He sees one of the malachim and he lifts his hand and his left hand vayishava b'cheholam, and he took a shvua with the one who lives forever, meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we think that Yimino is another term for Shvua, because it's mentioned in the same Pasuk with the Shvua. So he mentions Yimino, but Yimino, we're supposed to understand, it means the Shvua. So if that's the case, how could it be that some people hold that that doesn't work? So Amri, they send the Beis Medrash low. Mishum diyamin gufa ikri shvua. No, not, you're right, in that pasuk there's two different terms, but the yamin itself is refers to a shvua. Titania, we learn different brisa. Minayin lomer yamin shi shvua. Where do we know that a person's yamin is a shvua? He says, Shinemar, nishba Hashem bimino. He says, Hashem took a shvua bi yamino, by his right hand. Minayin lomer small shi shvua. Shinemar uzro uzo. And with the zro of his strength, with the left hand. So the Gemara ends up saying that the Yamin itself is Lashon Shvua. Well, the Yamin itself is Lashon Shvua. He says not that he raised his hand and then he took Shvua different items. He says, Nishpa Hashem Bimino. Pasuk Hashem took Shvua Bimino. So Yamino is highly associated with the Shvua.
So Rabbi Yochanan was not rejected.
Let's go back. So we said, how could it be?
Rabbi Yochanan said he doesn't hold by that.
No. Again, we were talking about being makpis milta b'milta.
Yeah.
So, but we said, how could it be that people don't hold that way? Because even according to Reish Lakish, the Chachamim don't hold from it. How can they not hold by it? So, don't we see that you can take a shvua b'yamino? Isn't that being makpis milta b'milta? So, no, it's not being makpis milta b'milta. Yamino is lashon shvua. Yeah, that's what the Gemara wants to say. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? All right. Now. All right. Now the next sugya is interesting. It gets into, I think, or who is the one who asked me about whether a Nazir, I think Pesach David asked me this, whether the Nazir can or cannot make Kiddush on Friday night. So the next sugya will deal with this and we'll take it down. Okay.
How can you make Kiddush?
We'll see in a minute. Now, let me just do this little piece and then I'll go on. Now this is HaTanya HaOmer Yamin HaRezu Shua. Shulchan Aruch rules that saying right hand constitutes an oath. And Shachar adds, it only counts as an oath when a person refers to the right hand of Hashem. Thus we see that even if a person does not refer to Hashem by his name, or one of the descriptive terms commonly used to name him, it nonetheless constitutes an oath, since he used the term that refers to him, meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu. Another application of this principle is found in Shuvah Zera Emes. Shuvah Zera Emes ruled that the use of the term Be'emet, in truth, also constitutes an oath. To a large degree, he bases this ruling on the comments of Reishis Chachma, who wrote that one should be cautious from swearing with the term be'emet, since this is a reference to Hashem. Thus, for example, Chusvan Hagot rules, that's from Moshe Sternbach, that a person should not say, in truth it was like this, be'emet hayakach, such a declaration would constitute a vow. Chuvas Pnei Yitzchak, however, cites numerous instances that indicate that the use of the term be'emet does not constitute an oath. Furthermore, he claims that the Reish Chachma cannot be relied upon to draw this conclusion. One reason is that Reish Yitzchak only wrote that one should be cautious, Jeishli Zahir, which hints that there is no actual prohibition. Secondly, section Shari Kedusha presents matters of piety, not halacha. Shubas HaRadvaz rules that the term Emet constitutes an oath, and adds that if one declares just like Hashem is true, so this matter is true. In other words, like Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes, that's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you say like the Emes, so it's like swearing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He may have taken an oath and should conduct himself as if an oath was taken. Furthermore, even if he follows through appropriately on his oath, he's committed a terrible transgression that borders on heresy. The reason is that a person should not equate the truth of Hashem with the truth of any creation. This applies even if the person is certain that his statement is true, and all the more so if he's uncertain that the matter is true. Okay, let's go further, and then we'll take the next piece of Gemara. Okay? Now, we're Gilman Beis in the Mishnah. Everyone with me? 10 lines from the bottom. Now, Manitin, Harini Nazir Min HaKartzen, Inimu Min HaZagim, Min HaTeglacha Min HaTuma. Now, it doesn't mean he says all of these terms. If a person says he's a Nazir from Khartzanim, now, again, the Gemara later on, Lama Dalet, has Machloket, what the Khartzanim and the Zag are. It's in the Mishnah over there, on Lama Dalet with these. Let's see Lamed Aleph Beis. So if you turn quickly to Lamed Aleph Beis, if it, you have a Lamed Aleph Beis, right? 34 Lamed Aleph 34B. Everybody got it. So he says, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Okay. So he says, it's around 8 lines down. With me?
No.
Okay. Okay. Page 68. Lamed Aleph Beis. Okay. So Elohim Chartzanim, Elohim Zagim. So Elu again, Elu sometimes means these, but sometimes means what are. So what are the Chartzanim and what are the Zagim? The Torah says, he says, Mikol Asher Yesemi Gefen Yayin, anything that comes from the vine, Me Chartzanim Biad Zag Lo Yochel. From the Chartzanim to the Zag, he, the Nazir, shouldn't eat. HaChartzanim, Elu HaChitzonim. So the first opinion, this is going to be Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds, Chartzanim refer to the skin of the grapes. Hazagim elu apnimim diber Rabbi Yehuda, where the zagim refer to the pits, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi omer shlotite kizut shel behema. Rabbi Yossi says, to get this straight, think of like a bell like that goes on around an animal. Hachitzon zug. So the outside. So the previous opinion held that the chitzonim, the chartzanim were the chitzonim. He holds that the zagim are the chitzonim. And he says, "Vapnimi invol." Inside is like the clapper, but the zag is on the outside, and the chartzanim are the pits. All right. Anyway, so back. Anyway, they have two opinions over there. Let's see in our Mishnah. So he says, "Harein nazir min chartzanim." So the way the article explained it, they took it that the chartzanim, I think, were the pits. Umin azagim as the peels, the skin peels. Umin ataklachat, where he's taking it not to shave. Umin atum not to be mitameh. Harezin azir v'chol detuchin azirulav. So it doesn't mean he says all of them. He says one of them.
So any of these.
In other words, if a person says harini nazir, he's an azir. Let's say a person doesn't say harini nazir. He says I'm a nazir min achartzanim. That's what he says. I'm a nazir just from grape pits. That's what he says. I'm a nazir min chartzanim. Or I'm a nazir from zagim. I'm a nazir from grape skins. Or an nazir from shaving. Or a nazir from being the time of the meitim. So, yeah, so the time of the mission says, yeah, he's a nazir. He signed up for the article. B'chol t'knei z'rzlav. So he signed up for the whole program. He's not just one thing. He's got the whole program he's in charge of. So now the Gemara says, matnitin v'lo k'rib shimon. Our Mishnah apparently does not follow the Tana Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the Tana Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Reb Shimon Omer, Eino Chayav Ad Shidur Mikulam. So Reb Shimon means, Reb Shimon will say, if a person is a Rein Nazir, he's a Nazir. But once he starts enumerating the different restrictions, the Tana Reb Shimon holds he has to enumerate all of them. If you're, in other words, you just enumerate some of them, you're not a Nazir. You just say, I'm a Nazir from this, sounds like not from anything else, then you're not really a Nazir.
What is he?
I don't know what he
can
is.
Can he have the seed?
Lechora, according to the Tana Reb Shimon, he could, because he's not.
He's nothing.
Yeah, that's what I would say. That's what I would say. He says, let's take a look. Okay, so you see back in the back, Reb Shimon, Eino Chayav. He's not chayav, for transgressing it. Ad shidur mikulam. Rabbanan Amri, afilu nazar el b'chad min ho'na b'nazir. The Chachamim say, no, he mentioned one item, he's a nazir. So our Mishnah follows the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, my Tana Reb Shimon. What's the reason for the Tana Reb Shimon who says that you're not chayav unless you mention all of them? So Amar Kra mikol asher ye'aseh migefen hayayin. The Torah says he is not allowed to eat anything that's from the vine. And then the Torah says, "Mechartzanim biadzag." from the heart seems to zag, so from the pits to the skins, or the skin to the pits. In other words, the Torah, not with Feni, says you can't have anything from the Geffen. The Torah enumerates all the different items. So it's enumerating all the items to teach you that if you take an editor to be a Nazir, you start mentioning some, you have to mention all. That's the way the Tana Reb Shimon understands this. He says, Rabbanan mai tamayu. What's the reason the Chamim who say you signed up for one, you signed up for all? Hamar kra miyayin v'sheichar yazir. So we see the Torah says that it mentions later on, even though it says you can't have anything from Geffen and Yayin, it says miyayin v'sheichar yazir, that he'll have to abstain from the newer wine and the older wine. So, one second. Yeah. So that's redundant. If you look, let's look in the rush, on the bottom line of the rush. One second. Yeah, I'll do the last two lines. Okay, maybe the last three lines. He says, last two lines. So Amar Kra Mikol She Yaseh Migefen Ayayin Mecharsim Yazag Became a Dechtiv Mikol She Yaseh Migefen Ayayin. Since the Torah says he can't have anything that comes from the vine, Lamli Tu Lemitav Mecharsim Yazag. Why does it have to say from the pits to the skins? Lomar Shimbal Lefarish. So that's written to teach you that if you're going to specify Srich Lefarish Hakol, you have to specify everything. So just like the Torah is makpid on the chartzin and the zag, it's also makpid with the tumah. That's the first opinion. That was Reb Shimon. In the next line, Rabbanan Amar, the Chum say, Rabbanan Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Miyayin v'sheichar yazir, he'll be mazir himself from the new wine and from the old wine. Anything that's produced from the vine, Miyayin v'sheichar lamali, why don't we need Yayin v'sheichar? That's redundant. Lomar lecha, dafilu nazir miyayin lechuda, have a nazir, yayin v'sheichar chadhu. In other words, yayin v'sheichar are almost identical. One is newer wine. You can say one is grape juice and one is wine, whatever, but it's all redundant. So why does it say miyayin v'sheichar? So he wants to, so the Chachamim want to say, let's teach you that if you just took one item, then you're in. That's the way the Chachamim understand the Pasuk.
These are all in the same Pasuk?
So it's, mikosh yegevin yayin mechart, sin v'yadzag lo yokel.
Right.
Yeah, wait. Let me tell you one second. Yeah, so it says in the first pasuk, Miyayin v'sheichar yazir, chomis yayin v'chomis sheichar lo yishteh. So it says, don't have wine. And it says, don't have the new wine. It says, Miyayin v'sheichar yazir. He should be mazir himself. Miyayin v'sheichar. Chomis yayin v'chomis sheichar lo yishteh. V'chomis shana v'chomis yishteh. V'chomis shana v'chomis yishteh. V'chomis shana v'chomis. Anyway, so it mentions about also, with the, so it may not be the same pasuk, but it's close by.
Back to back.
It's close by. Okay, is it back to back?
Yeah.
Okay, now. Okay, let me just do a few more lines, that'll be it. Now, he says, Now the Gemara says three lines to the bottom. Reb Shimon nami haktim yayin v'sheichar. Now Reb Shimon says you have to list every item. So what does he do with this redundant pasuk miyayin v'sheichar? That's the pasuk the Chacham used. Haktim miyayin v'sheichar yazir. Humi ba'ilei l'sur yayin mitzvah kiyin arashut. So the Tana Reb Shimon says it teaches you that when you register to be an azir, so yayin mitzvah is prohibited, just like yayin rishus. Yayin rishus is, you know, whatever, you want to have wine, so you can't have that. But even if there's a mitzvah to have the wine, you can't have that. So what does it mean there's a mitzvah to wine, can't have it? So the Gemara says, Kiddushta b'Avdalta, that the Nazir cannot have the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. So now, there's different ways to understand the next line of the Gemara, and that's what we'll go over for a bit, the top line on Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, the first way to learn is, what do you mean? Why would the Torah teach me that? In other words, the Torah is teaching me that even if there's a mitzvah to have the wine, you can't have the wine. Is there a mitzvah in the Torah to drink wine at Kiddush? So no, that's not a mitzvah in the Torah. So it can't be that that's what the Torah would be teaching me, that even if there's the mitzvah to drink the wine, you can't drink the wine. He says, Elo kiyada marava. So rather, in Achinami, it's yain mitzvah. He says, it's lasur yain mitzvah kiyin rishut. But it's El Kiyadam Arava, Shavua She'eshtem. Let's say a person took a shua that he's going to drink wine, V'chazar Pramar Arayna Nazir. And then he says, Arayna Nazir. He says, Ak Nazirat Chayla Al Shavua. So here, the Nazirus will overtake the shua, and he can't drink the wine. Now,
but he made a shua first?
First he makes a shua, he's going to drink wine, maybe the bottle of wine, whatever.
Okay.
Then he takes the neder to be a Nazir. So now he's got, you know, one thing being chal on the other. So the Torah is teaching me that even though he's mushba, and even though in Akinami he's mechuyev to have the wine, but having taken this is lozorin yayin mitzvah kiyayim shut. In other words, the yayin mitzvah in this case is from the shua, and it'll be both prohibited. Now, there's different ways to understand this line in the Gemara. So that's one way to learn that the line is like a question. Mushba omei mehar Sinai, but there's a different way to read it, which is the way the Mefarish understands it. Harei mushba va'omei to lavin harsinai, not a question, it's a statement. In Akhenami, he is mechuyev to have the wine for Kiddush and Havdalah.
It's a mitzvah.
It is. In other words, it is, and Mamela, even if he's a Nazir, he's going to drink the wine. So it's coming out among the Mefarshim that this machloket, how to understand this. Is the Nazir, yes, allowed to have the wine at Kiddush, or is he not allowed to have the wine at Kiddush? Now, one second, let me just take a look. One second. Okay, let me just do a little piece with this, then I'll talk a little more. So he says, if a person swears not to perform mitzvah in a Torah, example, not to eat mitzvah, his oath does not take effect, because the obligation to perform the mitzvah precedes the oath. If, however, one swears not to perform a rabbinic mitzvah, not to kindle chanukah lights, his oath takes effect, and he's forbidden to perform the mitzvah. So, the Gemara says, according to the Mefarish's text, which is the text printed in our Gemara, that the Nazir is permitted to drink the wine of Kiddush. Just as an oath does not take effect to override a mitzvah obligation, so too one's declaration of Nazirus does not take effect to override the mitzvah of Kiddush. The Mefarish slash Rashi explains that the mitzvah of Kiddush is a biblical mitzvah. The Gemara in Pesachim and Kufav cites a scriptural source for it, Zachariah Moshabbat, Zachariah Olayin, River of Wine. There are several difficulties with the Mefarish's premise that one is biblically obligated to drink the Kiddush wine, Zachariah Moshabbat, and it's for that reason that the Baal Nazirus cannot preempt the mitzvah of Kiddush. Tosos in Pesachim and Kufav points out that even if it's a mitzvah in a Torah to recite Kiddush over wine, that's the sheet of the Bali Tosos. So there's a Tosos in Pesachim. Tosos says, nobody says there's a mitzvah to drink the wine at Kiddush, but Tosos has a Kiddush. There's a mitzvah to take a cup of wine at Kiddush, not to necessarily drink it, but to have the cup of wine. So he says here, the mitzvah to drink wine is only with Rabbanan. Accordingly, even if a Nazir would be forbidden to drink wine, it would not prevent him from fulfilling Torah mitzvah of reciting Kiddush over a cup of wine. The Shita Mekubetze points out that even if it is obligatory to drink the Kiddush wine, only one person must drink it. The Nazir could discharge his obligation by reciting Kiddush and giving the wine to someone else to drink, or by listening to someone else recite Kiddush on his behalf. There's certainly no Torah obligation for everyone listening to Kiddush to drink from the Kiddush wine. So, in other words, these are kashas against the Mefarish, who says that the Nazir is allowed to have the wine because he's mushba to have it. So first, he's not mushba to drink the wine, but even assuming Luyatsur, you would say that way, who says he's got to drink it? He can hear somebody else make Kiddush. He says, the Shagas Aryeh points out that even if the Nazir is alone, and we assume that it's a mitzvah in a Torah to drink the Kiddush wine, he fulfills his Kiddush obligation by drinking a minimum of below lugma, a cheek full of wine, approximately 2 to 3 ounces, whereas the minimum amount of wine for which a Nazir is subject to Malkos is revius, 4 to 5 ounces. In other words, on Friday night you have to have Rov Kos, Rov Revius. So in order for the Nazir to violate the din of drinking wine, he'd have to have a Revius in order to be Chayav Malkot. But to be Yotze Kiddush, he just has the Rov Revius. So he says, whereas the minimum amount of wine for which the Nazir is subject to Malkos is the Revius, which is more than a cheekful, possibly 4 to 5 ounces. Consequently, even if the Nazir's vow takes effect on all wine, a Nazir would still be permitted to recite Kiddush over wine and drink Melo Lugmav. Why then does the Gemara say that if the Nazir's vow were to take effect on Kiddush wine, it would prevent one from fulfilling the mitzvah of drinking Kiddush wine? In the answer, the Divrei Sha'ul suggests that even if one is not obligated to drink the Kiddush wine, or he is only obligated to drink Melo Lugmav, he must recite Kiddush over a cup of wine that is Ru'ui L'shtia, suitable for drinking. So this is really he's getting it to. So in other words, with this Hesber, he's really explaining everything. So even according to the Bali Toso, that I only have the mitzvah to recite Kiddush over wine and not something to drink it, but it has to be wine that's Ru'ui to Shtia. And even if I say that, you know, somebody else could drink the wine, but it has to be Ru'ui for me to drink the wine. even if he would be permitted to drink a malo lugmav, or he would give the wine to another person to drink, he would not fulfill a mitzvah, since he's not fit to drink the entire cup of wine. It's nice kiddush. Now, Tosfos have a different version of the Gemara, which reads that a nazir is forbidden to drink kiddush wine. Tosfos explains the above cited drash as a chrelo yayin is only an asmachta, a scriptural allusion to rabbinic law, and therefore the nazir's vow prevents the nazir from partaking in kiddush wine. Okay, now, one second. Yeah, so if you look in the Tosfos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth Tosfos, so Tosfos says in the middle, it's near like the Gilyon HaShas, the little blurb from the Gilyon HaShas, it's like 6 lines from the end of Tosfos, with the Rashi Tevot. L'cheni rin Rabbeinu Tam, the Yarsina B'tmiya. So Rabbeinu Tam says the way we should understand the Gemara is like a question. B'chi mushpa v'omei mei Har Sinai? Is he mushpa from Har Sinai? Kolomar, l'amali kra, miyutar l'asur yein mitzvah. Why do we need a pasuk to tell me that he can't drink the wine? He says v'chi mushpa v'chulei, then he the kiddushim deraita al yayin lo deraita, so kreil yayin asmachta. Okay, so that's that piece. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, and anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. Now, so we said that according to Reb Shimon, he understands that the redundant pasuk miyayin v'shechar yazir is coming as sur yein mitzvah ki yein rishut, that the nazir is prohibited in yein mitzvah. So the way that the Baalei Tosfos took it, that kiddush is not a mitzvah in the Torah to drink wine. So on the top line, Ella kiyadam Rabba. So rather, it's referring to the case that Rabba said, shavua sheshteh, person took a shua that he's going to drink wine, v'chazam marin nazir, atya nazirat chayla al shua. So the pasuk, according to Rav Shimon, is teaching me that the nazirus overtakes that shua, and v'meila, he cannot have the wine. V'rabbanan nami hamibayle lasur yein mitzvah kiin rishut. So the chamim who learned, that was their source, you know, pasuk, miyayin v'shechar yazir, that taught them that
even one is enough to make you a full nazir.
Right. So what are they going to do? But they also agree with this halacha that Rav Shimon articulated. So the
wine mitzvah.
Right. In other words, So yayin, even if it's a mitzvah, he can't have it. So they would say imkin lemikra miyayin. In other words, just the word yayin would be superfluous. My v'sheichar sham mina tarti. So from yayin v'sheichar, I'm going to learn both halachot. I'm going to learn that one item is enough to sign you up for the program, and secondly, that the netter is chal on mitzvah like rishus. Now, Reb Shimon, ha'inatama the katav sheichar. Now, according to Reb Shimon, is also two terms in the pasuk, yayin v'sheichar. So yayin he's got. That's teach me that I'm chayav on yain mitzvah like yain rishut. But what does he need the term sheichar for? La lufe sheichar sheichar lemikdash. So he, with that sheichar, he learns gzir shava, teach me din in the base of mikdash. Tativ yayin v'sheichar al teish atov anech itach. This is in Parsha Shmini, an admonition to Aaron and his sons after the death of Nadav and Abihu. It says yayin v'sheichar al teish. You shouldn't have the new wine and the old wine. Again, sometimes people get confused. Like sheichar in Lashon Chazal is beer. But in the Torah, sheikhar doesn't mean beer. It means old wine. Okay? So he says, don't have, like, the grape juice and the wine. Atel benechi tach, you and your sons with you. Magabi nazir, yayin hu delitzar, aval shar mashkim lo. So, by the nazir, if he wants to have a schnapps, he can have a schnapps. Other intoxicating beverages are permissible for the nazir. It's just the only thing, just like the tumah that destroys his nazirus is just a dead body, not any other tuma. So the only thing the Torah prohibits is the wine. So he says not any other liquor. Afkabi mikdash nami yain hu delitzar val shar mashkin hamishtakrin lo. So this teaches me. So this is the way that Reb Shimon is going to learn the term sheichar. Sheichar establishes the gzeir sham between nazir and the psul of yain and the kohenim entering the base of mikdash, that they can't enter shtuyei yain into the base of mikdash. But if they have schnapps, then they don't violate what the Torah says. So the same thing, by the Nazir, the prohibition is just wine. So too, the people who went to the base of Mikdash, it's only if they're intoxicated from wine, not intoxicated from other beverages. Wow. But then, now the Gemara says, Ulapuki mit Rabbi Yehuda. That's in contradistinction to the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana, we learned the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Achal Debele Ke'ilit, B'shita Devash V'Kalav. If a person ate this, Devela kilit is the is you lay devela fig. Yeah. Figs. The keila fig. In other words, the kila fig, kila is a place in Eretz Yisrael, so the figs were so delicious they would like be intoxicating. So he says here, Vishatav Dabashvatlab, or he drank honey and milk. Also, they felt intoxicating. Benichnas leMikdash, and he enters the base of Mikdash. Chayav. So in Achinami, it's a machloket between Tana Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, but the Sheikhar will support the Shita of the Chachamim. That's one. So again, so we were asking, what does the Tana Rabbi Shimon do with the term Sheikhar? So the Chachamim use one term to teach me that, you know, teach me that one element to sign up for, then you're in the program, and the other one they learned. That it teaches me that Yain Mitzvah is Asr like Yain Rishus. And Rav Shimon learns from this Pasuk, Yain Mitzvah, Yain Rishus, what's the other one? So Sheikhar, he learns this because they were Shabbat. Now, Ibay Dema, or else I could say, he says, Rav Shimon late lay Isur Chal Isur. The Tana Rav Shimon doesn't hold that that one Isur can be Chal on another. Late lay Isur Chal Isur. He doesn't hold that one Isur can ever be Chal on another Isur. So he says here, the Tanya of Shun Omer, Ha'ochel Nevela B'Yom Kippurim Patur. So that being the case, one second. Yeah. Right. So this case is the exception. In other words, he doesn't hold, in other words, Tana Rav Shimon doesn't hold that one Isur can take effect when there's another Isur. So, according to Tana Rav Shimon, if a person would eat a Nevela on Yom Kippurim, Nevela is always prohibited, and then Yom Kippur comes, I can't eat anything. So if I eat a Nevela on Yom Kippur, the Nevela is already prohibited for me to eat to begin with, so I'm patur from violating Yom Kippur if I eat the Nevela. Because there ain't Isur chal Isur, according to Tana Rav Shimon. So, here too, let's say Lesur, Lesur Yain Mitzvah Kiyin Rishus. So the Yain Mitzvah, so in other words, we're trying to, in other words, Lesur Yain Mitzvah Kiyin Rishus. In other words, if he has the mitzvah, the Nazir is going
to, he made a shavua to have the wine.
Right. All right. One second.
Welcome, Nazir.
Right. So he says, according to the Gemara explains, although in general it means that one prohibition is not superimposed on another, the superfluous of Sheikhar in the context of Nazir teaches the Nazirus is an exception. In other words, normally one Isur would not be Chal on the other Isur. But here, he's teaching me that it will be Chal. So even, again, we said, it means like this. He took a Shvua. The Shvua was, he's going to drink this wine. And now, it's going to, the Now there's going to be an Easter on as a Nazir on drinking the wine.
Yeah.
So normally he holds that ain Easter chala Easter. Why is this an Easter though? Especially new wine was an Easter. Wait. Prohibits even mitzvah wine.
First was a mitzvah.
Wait. The person obligated himself by oath to drink. Well, each wine teaches an additional prohibition of wine already prohibited. An additional prohibition of wine already prohibited. No, I left something out. Yeah. No. I'm sorry, I left one detail out. He says like this. Let's say a person took a shvua that he's not allowed to drink the wine, and then he declares and makes the neder to be a nazir. So now he normally...
Not to drink.
So not to drink and not to drink. So he took a shvua not to drink wine, and now he thinks the neder is a nazir. Mm. So now, so it means like this. So he normally, the Tana Rav Shimon holds ain Isur chal Isur. One Isur is not chal on the other Isur. Mm-hmm. But this Sheikhar by Nazir teaches me in this instance he will hold that one Easter is chal on the Easter. That's the case. So that's
so over two.
In other words, and this is the exception to the rule according to Rav Shimon, where one Easter will be chal on another Easter. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So Ibai Neimer Rav Shimon late like Easter chal Easter. The time Rav Shimon Yerachel Chel Levi Yom Kippur and Patur. Urbana Nami Aktiv Miklosher Yehasem Yigefen Ayayim. So now, what did the Chachamim do with Rav Shimon's pasuk? That pasuk, he took it that it was teaching me that even if you he says one second, 21. He says, yeah, Mikharsin of Yadzag. So that was that if you mention one of the items, it's not a sign up for the program. He says, so Amri Lak Rabbanan, so the Chami would say to you, Hatam Limeid Al Yisurei Nazir Shemistarfin Zem Zeh. So that teaches me that Yisurei Nazir are Mistarif one with another, that all the different Yisurim join up to make the minimum Shir. In other words, let's say for Malkot, for eating grapes, you have to have a Kazayas of the grape. So Mechartzanim Yadzag teaches me I can have half Kazayas of, you know, Kartzanim and half a Kazayas of Zagim, or whatever. I can combine all the different elements together to get the Shir. That's the commonly learned. Starting with Zoyzeh. Reb Shimon, late Tziruf. Reb Shimon holds that he doesn't need a limit for that, because there is no Tziruf for that. You can't join the different elements. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Shu L'Makot. In other words, the Tanya Reb Shimon doesn't need Tziruf, because, in other words, the Chanan hold, for Malkot, I need to have a Kazayas. Reb Shimon holds, for Malkot, in the case of a Nazir, I just need a Kol Shu. So he doesn't need a limud that they can, all the different elements can be mitzarev, because if you have any amount, you're kind of malkot. That's according to the Tanna Reb Shimon. He says, Lo amru kizayit elenu korban. They only said kizayit when for a korban, it means to bring like a katat, you need a kizayis, but not by here by the nazir. All right, let me just do a little bit with the story.
Those documents tomorrow.
What? Yeah. Now tomorrow's daf it talks about Naziris of Shimshon and Naziris Olam, which we mentioned briefly. That there's a type of Naziris like Shimshon, and you could be Mitame Lameitim, and then Naziris Olam, where it's like an open-ended term, it never ends.
You can get a haircut.
But periodically you can get a haircut. And then we'll, on Shabbos, we'll pick up at the end of that. Now, let me just do one
more. What
so this Shabbos, I think it's 340. 340. 340, I think. Now, in certain times and places, wine can be exceedingly expensive. Nevertheless, for the four cups of wine required on Pesach, people spent as much as was necessary to procure wine needed to fulfill this precious mitzvah. Somehow, a very bitter substance had been mixed into a certain person's expensive wine. The owner of the wine approaches Rav to ask whether he can still use it. He explained, "Of course it tastes rather vile, but I hate wine anyway. It gives me a headache. I drink exactly 8 cups of it, 4 on each of the Seder nights, so to me it doesn't matter much whether it's so repulsive. Do I really have to pay the exorbitant price of another 8 cups of wine? I'm willing to drink what I have." The man's rep was not sure that the man could use the very bitter tasting wine. He decided to consult with the Ksav Sofer. The Gadol answered, "The Nazir, Daf Gimel, we learn from the Pasuk that a Nazir may not even drink wine and beer for Kiddush." He says beer, but obviously not the right translation, but it means the new wine and the old wine for Kiddush or Abdallah. However, a Nazir may drink wine in a matter in which he gets no pleasure. If one could discharge his obligation with wine mixed with something very bitter, what is the verse teaching us? Certainly one may not use regular wine if there is a permitted wine to do the mitzvah, since there is no mitzvah to have pleasure from the wine. The Sof Sofer concluded, we see from here that one may not discharge one's obligation with matzah or wine that was mixed with something so bitter that normal people would not wish to eat it. So if this man can procure some other wine, he may use such drink for the mitzvah. Since there are opinions that he can discharge his obligation, he should at least use what he has. Okay, only b'diavad, not l'chachila. Okay, I got to call it a night with this. Let's